This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, April 10th, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the American economy slowed by last fall's 43-day government shutdown, growing at a sluggish 0.5% annual pace from October through December. That according to the Commerce Department in an update yesterday. U.S. gross domestic product, the nation's output of goods and services, decelerated in the fourth quarter after registering impressive growth of 4.4% from July through September and 3.8% from April through June last year. The fast rising energy price driving the overall consumer price index up 0.9% in March, gas prices increasing 21.2% on a seasonally adjusted basis, that according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics today. Food prices relatively stable with grocery prices down 0.2% and food away from home up 0.2%. The jump in gas prices as a result of the U.S.-Israeli war on Iran fuel what is now an 18.9% increase in gas over the past 12 months. Fuel oil prices in the meantime were up 30.7% in March, 44.2% over the past 12 months. The overall CPI, the All Items Index, has now risen 3.3% over the past year. It had risen 2.4% for the 12 months ending February. After rising 0.4% in February, the food price was unchanged in March. Four of the six major grocery store food group indices decreased last month, that according to a BLS news release. The index for meats, poultry, fish, and eggs decreased 0.6% over the month, as the index for eggs declined 3.4%. In fact, eggs are now down 44.7% over the past year. Cereals and bakery products down 0.6% last month. Meats were generally down, with ground beef falling 1.2%, bacon down 2.7%, breakfast sausages lower by 0.6%. Chicken prices overall unchanged, but whole chickens down 0.9%. The price for steak up 15.2% over the past year, down 0.1% in March. Whole milk prices decreased 0.2% in March. They've dropped 2.9% over the past 12 months. Farmer sentiment improved in the month of March, even as concerns about rising input costs persist. That according to the latest Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer. That barometer rose from 116 in February to 127 in March, based on a survey of 400 producers conducted between March 16th and 20th. The increase, driven largely by a 14-point increase in the index of future expectations. However, that measure remains 12 points below December, 16 points lower than March of 2024. At the same time, concern over input costs intensified. Share of respondents citing high input cost as their top concern rose from 44% to 46%. The survey noted a significant gap between crop and livestock producer outlooks. Just 31% of respondents said they expect good times for crop producers, compared with 63% who anticipate favorable conditions for livestock producers. Confidence in the broader economy also strengthened. More respondents in the U.S. said the U.S. is headed in the right direction, a growing share expecting farmland prices to increase over the next 5 years. Finally, the March survey also explored interest in leasing farmland for solar energy production. 12% of respondents said they had discussed a solar lease in the past 6 months. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. American sugar beet and sugarcane farmers and workers help keep grocery store shelves stocked with American-made sugar. Family farming legacies, American manufacturing jobs, and our national food security need strong farm and trade policies. Learn more at sugaralliance.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Chuck Nally.